AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to deliver his speech on immigration at this hour in Phoenix. It caps a day in which he visited with the president of Mexico, saying afterward that both the U.S. and Mexico have a right to secure borders.
We recognize and respect the right of either country to build a physical barrier or wall on any of its borders to stop the illegal movement of people, drugs, and weapons.
Mexico's president was savaged on social media and in political circles following his joint press conference with Trump, with many seeing a national humiliation in his welcoming of a man who has derided migrants as rapists and criminals. President Enrique Peña Nieto, through an interpreter, said after the meeting that he hasn't been shy in the past about objecting to Trump's rhetoric.
Erroneous interpretations or affirmations that have sadly impacted and hurt Mexicans in the perception.
Next to the weather, Hurricane Madeleine has been downgraded to a tropical storm. It is not expected to make landfall on any Hawaiian island. But officials are still saying residents should prepare for heavy rain and strong winds. The Florida Gulf Coast area still bracing for Tropical Storm Hermine. Stacy Stewart is a specialist at the National Hurricane Center.
Tropical Storm Hermine has strengthened over the south central Gulf of Mexico. It's located about 350 miles west southwest of Tampa, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are now 45 miles per hour, and it looks like it's getting a little bit organized as it's starting to move off to the north northeast.
Maine's Governor Paul LePage says he intends to seek spiritual guidance in hopes of quieting a controversy he created when he left an obscene message on a Democratic lawmaker's voicemail. This is AP Radio News. The nominations for Country Music Association Awards are out.
A lot of people were not familiar with Chris Stapleton until his breakthrough performance with Justin Timberlake at last year's CMA Awards. Now Stapleton is up for Entertainer of the Year for this year's awards. His competition includes Garth Brooks, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Bryan. Stapleton is in a three-way tie for most nominations with five. Eric Church and Maren Morris have five each as well. Joey and Rory were nominated for Vocal Duo of the Year. Joey Feek died of cancer in March. The CMA Awards will be November 2nd in Nashville. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Hundreds of mourners gathered in St. Paul for a service honoring former Army General John Vesey. The Minnesota native was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Ronald Reagan. The memorial for Vesey, who was 94 when he died August 18th, was at the Fort Snelling Chapel. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.